6:42, Galesburg's Morning News. I know we're a little bit early with this because we said it was going to be 6:45, but he got here early, so I thought, why not? Give us more time to talk. Good morning. It is 6:42, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumm, Nick Isher, Jeremy Pickrell, the head coach of the Galesburg High School baseball team in his second year here, and the streets actually open the season today. Now, if you step outside this morning, you're going to think, how in the world are they going to do that? Well, number one, they're going to be traveling down south a little bit. Still going to be a little bit chilly for the games this evening, but at least you're going to get to get things open up. Jeremy, thanks for coming in with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so officially getting underway today, playing in a tournament. I've been saying down at Alton, it's actually not even a tournament Alton's hosting. It's going to be multiple sites and multiple schools from the Metro East area.
Yeah, the Metro East area. So, like today, we'll be playing in Edwardsville at Edwardsville High School, and then tomorrow we'll play two games. We're originally going to be in Bethalto, playing our games there. Their field is natural turf, so it's just, I don't think anyone's natural fields are ready to play yet. So the games have been moved to Belleville West and Belleville East. So all of the games, I believe, will be on turf fields. So we know that we'll, that's one of the reasons why we, you know, going down there, you're playing on turf, you know you're going to get a game in. So
yeah, and I guess the only thing that would stop it would be, I mean, what's the temperature level that you're just not safe for kids to be throwing and stuff? Is it get into the 30s or?
It just kind of depends. I mean, if there's no wind, it feels a lot back. I remember last year we were down in Jacksonville. That first night, it was like 40 degrees, but it was windy, rainy, and I think it started sleeting at one point. That was not fun. The next day, it was 35. There was no wind, so it was bearable, you know.
Yeah. So. All right. So what time's first game scheduled for later today?
Tonight we play at 7 o'clock. So that'll add to the chilliness. but, you know, we're excited to the opening of the season's finally here. And, you know, we've been chomping at the bit for, I don't know, maybe since January, it seems like. So the fact that it's here, we're ready to go.
Well, and the thing is, for years and years, we tried to open up with our own early season tournament here. And, you know, half the time, you didn't even get to play any games. Maybe you get one in, but a lot of years you got no games in. So this, you know, you're going to get at least a couple games in, if not more. Plus, you're going to see some teams that you're not going to see unless it's somewhere down the road in the postseason.
Right. A lot of Chicago area teams come down to make the trip because it's obviously, you know, warmer. And then, you know, you're playing against all those teams, and then potentially some, you know, some teams downstate that you don't see. So it's a nice mixture. From what I can tell, you know, Prep Baseball Report puts on an outstanding showcase tournament, and it's just nice to be able to get out and play some different people that you wouldn't normally see. You know, we host the tournaments, and they're, I would say we've done a pretty good job. You know, Mr. Matthews, the athletic director, has done a great job of bringing in some really good teams and some teams that we wouldn't normally see. You know, because we've had so many years where we've played area teams, and it's, you know, it's time to get out and see what else is out there.
Well, and also with Prep Report doing this tournament, you know you're going to be some quality players and quality teams that you're going to see.
Yeah, definitely. Every game will be scouted, and there's a reason why all those teams are down there.
Yeah.
You know, they've got quality players that they want to get out there just like we do. So, yeah, we're excited about the opportunity to, you know, kind of see where we're at, you know, all of our off-season preparation, kind of building on where we ended last year. It's go time. It's here finally.
Well, so. I know the guys are probably ready. It's like we just want to get out and play a game. And as head coach, do you feel you're ready to be out there and get started today?
I do. Yeah. I do. Our off-season preparation has been you know, great. We've got a lot of good players. Our pitching staff is, I would argue, maybe one of the best in the state, just depth-wise. 1 through 10 can go out there and throw strikes and get people out. You know, defensively, I think we've gotten better. Offensively, we kind of have better approaches at the play. It's all, you know, kind of coming together. I really do like the feel. I'm talking with the other coaches. I just like the feel of this team. It has a lot of similarities to other successful teams that I've had in the past. And, you know, I'm just, again, excited for the season to finally get here, and I know the boys will be ready tonight.
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach at Galesburg High School. Season opens later today. They'll be down in the Metro East area. As a coach, with this early season tournament. You know you're going to see some really good teams, and obviously you want to win. Everybody wants to win. That's why you're out there. But what is there different goals for this early season, kind of seeing where you're at? Is just getting out there and showing, okay, let's do what we've practiced?
Yeah, I mean, part of that is, you know, going out there and taking care of, you know, what we can take care of. But it's also seeing where we, you know, need to go. So the teams we are playing, you know, have won regionals recently and been to sectionals and, you know, kind of seeing where we need to go. But again, it's just getting out and seeing some different competition and then being able to execute our game plan against those different teams.
Let's talk a little bit about personnel of this team. You got some good kids back, but you're still relatively young though overall. Even though you got some good kids back, you mentioned the pitching staff. You got some guys, which is pretty rare. More than one that has hit 90 on a gun. But as you mentioned, it's more about just being able to throw hard. You got to be able to pitch. You got to be able to throw strikes, and that's what you're getting with this staff.
Yeah, you know, obviously Nick Fields coming back. He's a 3-year varsity player. You know, can throw any pitch in any spot at any time, and that's just, you know, just deadly. So hopefully, you know, he's able to reproduce what he did last year. And then you go with, you know, Connor Ayton, Mitchell Sampson, Noah Matheny, guys that, you know, got a little bit of taste last year. You know, Connor all year, but Noah and Mitchell on the mound there right at the end of the year. And then you throw in, we've got, you know, Zach Kitch coming out of the bullpen, senior. We've got Austin Jones, senior. We've got Tavian Davis, senior. Just a bunch of guys that, you know, got their feet wet last year, and you can see how they've been able to, you know, build off of that and prepare themselves for this year. It's very deep. It's nice. There's only 10 of them. I'd like to have a couple more, but, you know, we, you know, just top to bottom, feel very, very good about where we're at as a pitching staff.
Well, and you're saying only 10, and to me that sounds like it's pretty impressive for a high school staff, and especially all guys that you know as a coach can all contribute.
Yes. I mean, that's, you know, people freaked out once the pitch count things came out. Yeah. And would start limiting their games because they didn't want to throw, you know, didn't want to throw certain guys or didn't want to go that deep. I guess I'm the exact opposite. I feel like if I'm a coach, that's why I'm here. I'm going to coach these guys to be able to go out there and get people out and throw strikes. And the pitch count thing didn't really scare me. So again, this year we've got such a deep staff that you know, we feel confident we can throw anybody and have a chance to win the game.
Well, one of the things for pitchers to be successful, you have to have good defense behind them. Talk a little bit about your defense and position players.
Well, you know, having four guys that were sophomores in your lineup last year helps. But again, you know, filling some of those spots with upperclassmen, I just feel like this summer we had some guys that that took a step forward in their development as far as being a fielder and being able to take care of the ball and not make errors and things like that. And man, we're just really, really excited about the group. So,
you know, one of the things that Galesburg has been known for over the years is great guys behind the plate, great guys catching. Who do you have backing up defensively?
Well, we've got Tyler Steck back there who will be returning as a junior this year. You know, really impressed with him last year is the growth that he made from the beginning of the year to the end, because, you know, we weren't real sure at the beginning of the year if he was even going to be up there, and then he cracked the starting lineup and kind of solidified himself back there. But obviously we've got a senior in Clay Front that can go back there and get the job done as well. So yeah, I mean, catching, it's nice to not have to worry about that position. Because again, like you said, it hasn't been a position that we've really had to worry about in the past. So being able to have quality guys back there that, you know, will take care of the ball, work with the pitchers is very nice.
Jeremy Pickrell, head baseball coach, Galesburg High School. They open their season later today, have a tournament down in the Metro East area. and we'll play the first one coming up tonight. You mentioned the pitching staff. You go 10 deep. How many of those guys are also position players? Because obviously, especially you look at the high school level, that quite often the guys who are the best pitchers are also sometimes the best at as a position player, best hitters as well. Talk about the guys that are going to be playing multiples.
They are all two-way guys,
yeah.
Which, like you said, is what you want. You know, most of the guys that are going to play other position, I mean, they're athletes, you know, so they're going to play other positions and then come in and pitch too. So, we've got a lot of flexibility. There aren't too many guys that don't play another, you know, either don't play another position or I think we've only got six guys that won't get on the mound probably. Mm-hmm. Everyone will play. Everyone will pitch and play another position. So,
well, we talked about the pitching staff. It should be solid defensively. Should be solid. Got to be able to score some runs. Let's talk about offensively what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, so we've kind of changed our approach a little bit. We looked at some numbers from last year. I compiled a bunch of data from last year's games for the pitchers, for the hitters, and defensively. And one of the areas that we looked at was our quality at bats. And our ability to, you know, put together just good at-bat team at-bats, hitting the ball hard, not being concerned with where you hit it or whether you got a hit or not, just did you hit the ball hard? Did you get a walk? Did you get hit by a pitch? Did you move a runner? Did you, you know, sacrifice bunt, sac fly? So kind of changed our approach with that. And then we looked at – it was kind of crazy when we looked at the numbers. There were five categories that we looked at that led to us getting wins. One of those, and it's called the base two system. So a big inning, the B stands for big inning, so our ability to score three or more runs in an inning. The A was adding to the lead. The S was score first. The E was, the E is extend the lead. The A is... I can't remember off the top of my head. And the two was scoring runs with two outs. But we looked at these five areas, and when we got three out of five, when we met three out of five of those categories, we were 19-3.
Wow.
When we got two or less, we were, you know, 2-1-12. So it was pretty remarkable when we look at that. Like, listen, guys, it simplifies the game for us. You know, if we can just – let's just try to get three out of five of these areas – Our chances of winning go through the roof when we don't. So our approach has been a little bit different, kind of stressing that a little bit.
So it's not necessarily sabermetrics, but it's something.
Yeah.
In some ways, similar.
I mean, it's when you look at the spreadsheet, you go, "What is this?" But it's definitely. I showed the boys. We talked about it. They could see it, and I mean, their reaction when you put it on paper is like, "Oh my goodness!" So we all kind of know. And it's something that we value. You know, we're charting it every game. They're going to be able to see their quality at bats that game. They're going to be able to see whether or not we, you know, reached each of those categories, each of those goals. And, you know, hopefully that leads to us winning more games.
Well, it sounds like guys are buying into your system too, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, second year, this group, the reason why this group, you know, I just like the feel of this group is that you can really tell that they are, whereas last year, you know, being a first-year coach, you know, trying to figure out how guys tick and, you know, they're not real sure because I'm bringing in some different ideas that maybe they hadn't necessarily seen before. So it was, you know, I don't want to say there was pushback, but they're maybe a little reluctant to really, like, dive in you know, let it happen. This year, completely different. You talk to a kid, they're like sponges, you know, soaking up all the information. They want help. And so it's nice to have that in the second year. And so just that feel of just team and ownership of what we're doing is pretty special. Again, we keep talking, but we are super excited about the possibilities that could, you know, be in front of us. So we're just going to take one game at a time, and hopefully we come out on top more than we then we don't. So
Galesburg Silver Streaks open their baseball season today. Head coach Jeremy Pickrell joining us here this morning. All right, so you got an opportunity sometimes, and maybe kids feel real good about themselves, hitting really hard with the out of the cage or whatever, and you still sometimes got to step in and say, yeah, you're hitting it pretty well, but here.
I did that once last
just
year.
Once, okay.
I can't.
Do they
I
ask
can't.
You to? No,
they don't care. they don't
They're
care
young enough
that
they don't remember.
I don't want to get in there and embarrass them. Like, this old man, this old body can hit it farther than you. No, but that's about all I can do now. And then the next day, I'm paying for it. I'm going to take an ice bath. So, no, I don't do that.
That's all right. All right. Jeremy Pickrell, Galesburg Silver Streaks. Okay, home opener at Sunberg Field. When will that be?
Friday. We added a game against Rock Island Friday.
A week from today.
Yes. Yeah. So, we had one of our turn, you know, the early tourney or whatever. We only had three teams in it because one had dropped out. And Rocky called me up, was looking for a game, and we had just sent out the schedule and canceled the umpires for Friday night because we didn't have a game. And then I went to Mr. Matthews and said, can we add Rocky? And we made it happen. So
good. Would it be a non-conference game?
It will be a non-conference game. Yeah. But being able to play on a Friday night under the lights against Rocky. So.
And I don't know what our forecast, at least through ours only goes to next Thursday. Right now, saying sunny and 53. So hopefully that'll continue for Friday.
Hopefully also. the fields need to dry out big time. They're still a little bit soggy. You can feel the turf, kind of that top layer moving underneath your feet. So. Okay. Definitely the sun over the next 5 days or so. The wind will hopefully help dry that out. But, you know, we're ready for tonight. We'll worry about the home opener when we get to it. We're ready for the game tonight.
All right. Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for taking some time. Best of luck not only today, but as you head into this new season. Looking forward to seeing these guys play.
All right. Thank you.